by Gareth Gwynne and Benjamin Partridge.
Toast, Griff?
Oh, yes, please.
I've been thinking, this meeting with the priest later about Caris's school place, can't you just go to Kerrymead Primary? It's at the end of our road.
Alice, she is going to the Catholic school. Full stop. Or as I think they say, amen.
But we're not Catholic.
Look, God realises people want the best for their children. That's why he set up his son with a sweet woodworking apprenticeship. A Catholic school is our only option. We're Catholics now. It's like Henry VIII never happened.
Morning, all.
Oh, morning, Bob. You're looking smart.
As smart as you can look, wearing an ankle tag.
Do you want some toast?
No, I can't risk getting jam on my suit.
Oh, hang on, Alice. When Dad's wearing a suit, you can't trust him until he's put on the tie. Black tie, funeral. Blue tie, court date. Red tie, definitely going to convince someone he can look after their savings.
Oh, I love that red tie. Anyway, it's a new me today, purple tie.
Oh, are you becoming a UKIP councillor?
No. The EU is the world's greatest gift to a fraudster. The number of European grants I got, somewhere in Malta, they're still waiting for that windfall.
So what are you up to?
Well, last week I got talking to a guy who organises entertainment at the OAP home. Long story short, I am now in charge of bingo. It's 30 quid and as many sausage rolls as you can eat. And I get to keep the bingo machine at home, which will come in handy, teaching Caris to count.
Dad, I'm not having my daughter learning to count from a bingo machine. She'll be learning at the foot of a kindly nun in a Catholic school, potentially in Latin.
What's this?
Well, we've been thinking about Caris's school choices.
Choices? She's only a year old. Griff, we didn't think about your school until the night before. You went on your first day wearing one of my ties. Not the red one, obviously.
That's why your opinion is not valid.
There's a school at the end of the road. She can go there.
No way. Kerrymead's recent Ofsted report's like a deleted chapter from Oliver Twist. I've set up a meeting with a priest this afternoon. We are going to get her into St. Olaf's.
The Catholic school? But we're not Catholic. You're not Catholic, are you, Alice? You don't look it.
Like almost every parent of a child at St. Olaf's, we are going to finesse the facts.
You can't lie. Not to a priest.
Oh, why do you care? You're not religious.
I am religious.
Were you converted in prison? Oh, you weren't radicalised, were you?
No. No, but I did dabble. You see, when staying at Her Majesty's pleasure, you're given jobs to do. Canteen, library, that sort of thing. However, if it's a religious holiday, you get a day off.
So you became a Christian just for the days off?
Well, better than that. Just after Easter, you go Sikh, ready for Vaisakhi. Dabble in Judaism for Yom Kippur. Islam for Eid, but be on your toes. You don't want to be forced to do Ramadan. That was a shock. Jump to Hindu for Diwali, back to Sikh for the birthday of Guru Nanak, skull cap on for Hanukkah, and then convert to Christianity in time for Christmas. Happy New Year. 28 days later, happy Chinese New Year.
You can't convert to being Chinese.
You tell HMP Wandsworth that.
Unbelievable.
I've lied a lot, son, but never to a man of the cloth.
Well, what about when you change religion every 5 minutes?
Well, I was doing them a favour. They were grateful for the numbers. Especially the guy from the Jehovah's Witnesses. You try going door to door when they're all locked.
We haven't got a choice. It turns out you're meant to get them baptised at under 6 months. We're going to have to really lay on the piousness. I'm talking Bible on the shelf, Pope on the wall, songs of praise on the telly.
Alec Jones on the stereo?
Steady on, we're not maniacs. How's my V-neck looking?
You look like you should be presenting Countryfile.
Here we go. Now, I know you're not comfortable lying to the priest.
I'm not good at lying.
All you need to remember is that we are an incredibly pious couple who want their daughter to live a moral life, with a decent sports field and an excellent academic record.
I don't even know how to say hello to a priest. Is it Your Grace or Father? Oh, you meant to curtsy?
No, I don't think you curtsy. Hello there.
Your Excellency.
Alison Griff. Just call me Mike. And, no need to bow.
Sorry, I just have so much respect for your position within the church, which is the rock on which I build my spiritual lighthouse.
Right.
Top of the shop, 90. Clickety-click, 66. Politically, it's all been downhill since 79. Number of years I was inside. 5.
Almost.
Ah, you're so good at this, Ruby.
Age I told my wife when I met her, 24. Oh, age I actually was, 32.
One more.
The number of identities I was juggling in the late 90s, 37.
Oh, Ruby's done it again.
Oh, and we've got a winner here, right? What's your name, love? Where'd you come from?
Ruby. And I can't remember.
Okay, well, you won a box of Terry's All Gold. They passed the sell-by date, but aren't we all, eh?
Oh, you're such a wit, Bob. You've taken to bingo calling like two little ducks to water.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd be all over you.
Steady on, love. If I was 20 years younger, I'd be taking your savings.
Yeah, if I was on Desert Island Discs when they said, we'll give you a copy of the Bible, I'd say, stop right there. I am done.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's just a cracking read, you know, great stories, big characters.
And the plot twists, couldn't believe it.
I don't think when it was written they thought of them as plot twists. Now, I understand you'd like Kirst to be baptised?
That's right.
Because, you know, we're just so into Christianity, specifically Catholicism.
Yeah, and the teachings of St Olaf. Do you know what? That reminds me, would this be a good time to talk about Kirst's place at the Catholic school?
Ah, yes, right. Here we go.
Not that that's why we're here.
As I'm sure you know, a Catholic couple such as yourselves would usually get their child baptised before they were 6 months old. Also, I'm surprised if you are as devout as you say you are that we haven't seen you here before.
Yes, well...
What faith is very private for us.
Also, we've just come back from 6 months missionary work.
Alice?
In Uganda.
Yeah, Uganda. Terrible drought and they needed our help.
My word, how wonderful. What were you doing out there?
Building a church.
And Keris couldn't be baptised in this church?
She was, but then the certificate was washed away in the flood.
Thought you said there was a drought.
It really is one thing after another out there.
Yeah, and also we felt it was important to get her baptised here in Britain so she could get a British certificate.
Yes, like when you have to do your driving test again if you move to America.
Yes, and we want to know where we stand, you know, what we're Brexit.
Bloody Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I must say, this is all fantastic to hear.
Is it?
Out there, travelling the world, spreading God's message. I'd love to hear more about Uganda.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, look at me being selfish. I'm sure the whole congregation would like to hear your story. Why don't you speak as part of this week's service?
Well, we don't want to get in the way of what you've prepared.
Oh, don't be silly. These days I just knock up my sermon together on a Saturday night. There's only so many times I can compare Jesus to Charlie from Casualty.
Don't know what we could say.
And we've got a new projector. You could show us your photos.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
And then maybe we could talk about Keris's school place.
See you on Sunday. Why on earth did you say Uganda?
I panicked. Uganda just came out. Not even sure why. I've never even been to South America.
It's in Africa.
Is it? Oh, maybe your dad will know what to do. Bob?
I'm in the living room.
Hi, Bob.
All right, love. Hey, I tell you what. I love that OAP home. Did the bingo and stayed there all day. It's warm, the food is good, and there's no arguments about what to watch on TV, because whatever it is, they hate it.
Well, I'm glad you've had a good afternoon.
Well, if it wasn't for the ankle tag, I'd have stuck around. Although it's probably for the best. I think one of the residents, Ruby, has started to take a shine to me. She offered to go halves on her blood pressure tablets.
Oh, that's nice, Bob.
She's 90, Alice. Although if we did get together, at least I wouldn't have to meet her parents. Have fun with the priest.
Not really. Alice told the priest that we've been living in Uganda for the past 6 months.
Why?
I panicked. And I thought you'd be proud of my lie.
Well, it's not a great lie. I mean, in its favour, when you lie, you should go big so no one suspects that you could be lying. On the other hand, it's going to be very easy to disprove. All you need to do is make sure you're never put in a situation where you need to provide a single piece of evidence.
We're giving a presentation to the whole congregation on Sunday with photographs.
Yeah, you're in a similar situation to when I had to give my wind farm talk to the Maltese Prime Minister. Luckily, Lawrence Gonzi knows less about wind farms than I do.
As much as I hate to do this, I don't know anyone better qualified to deal with this than you. Can you help us with the presentation, Dad? If not for us, then for Caris.
Well, it's not that simple.
I'll give you £50.
I'm in. Charge up the digital camera. Tomorrow, we're going to the airport.
And as I fixed on the final roofing tile, I looked down at the congregation who, until then, had been worshipping in an old shipping container that smelt awful.
Yes, like a hot charity shop.
Yes, yeah. Just like that. And a rainbow appeared, as if God was saying, "Whoa, nice one, mate."
So we hope you enjoyed our talk about what can be achieved when we just say, yes, we can.
A heartwarming talk, but do you two not want to show some of your photos from your trip?
Unfortunately, we don't have many photos from Uganda itself because we dropped our camera into a ravine.
But we don't need photos because, you know, we have such vivid memories. But unfortunately, you can't project a memory. Not yet, anyway. Get on to that, Steve Jobs.
He's dead.
May he rest in peace.
But we do have these photos that my father took when he dropped us off and picked us up from Bristol Airport. There we are, checking in our luggage.
Yes, it's a shame you can't see Karis's face in that one. She'd have been 6 months old, and she looks like a little bundle of socks in a bag.
And there we are in arrivals.
Yes, and you can tell it's a different day because we're wearing different clothes.
And we might not have many photos, but we do have things we brought back with us.
This carving of an elephant.
This Ugandan flag.
A big leaf.
And that's all.
Well, it's a shame you didn't have more photographs, but I'm sure I'm not alone in saying your descriptions created a wonderful set of images in our heads. A good reminder for us all that spreading God's message can bring great enrichment for all. And also, after your graphic story, Alice, a reminder never to eat prawns in a landlocked country.
Bye. Glad you enjoyed it. See you next week. Right, get the big leaf in the bag and let's get out of here as quickly as we can.
I think it worked. Fair play, your dad's a genius.
Come on, we can't hang around.
Looks like a rhubarb leaf to me.
Oh, excuse me?
How long did you say you were in Uganda?
6 months.
You're looking pale. Didn't get much of a tan in Uganda, did you?
Sorry, who are you?
I'm Ina, keeper of the church cleaning rota and proud holder of an unbroken run of Sunday attendance going back to 1992 when I didn't realise the clocks had changed.
Oh, I'm always doing that.
I've seen your type before. New parents with an eye on St. Olaf's. I'm going to be watching you like St. Hubert, the patron saint of opticians.
Ina! Griff and Alice want to get home, I'm sure.
Watching you like St. Hubert.
Sorry, I hope Ina wasn't causing any problems. She's a bit hard line. Weirdly into the Crusades.
She just liked the leaf.
It is a big leaf. Before you go, Griff, I hear that your dad has been calling the bingo at the OAP home.
Oh, no, what's he done?
We run a monthly bingo and bolty night, and the usual guy's had to retire, bingo caller's arm. Do you think you're... father might like to do it?
Well, the problem is my father...
has sinned.
He's recently out of prison and has to wear an ankle tag and stay in the house in the evening.
Oh.
He's staying with us. It seemed like the Christian thing to do.
Yeah, because, you know, Jesus used to hang out with prostitutes.
Yeah, but this was definitely just fraud.
I see. Gosh, such a shame, because the school board of governors will be there and they love a game of bingo.
Oh, but I could borrow the machine and do it myself. Anything for the church?
Because we are Catholics.
Thank you. Hopefully some of your dad's skills have rubbed off on you. Bingo calling skills rather than fraud skills, I hope.
Yeah, I'm useless at lying. Anyway, better get this big Ugandan leaf home.
Such a big leaf.
Hey, that was the big deception. Did they go for the big leaf?
Huge fans of the big leaf.
No, I knew they'd love that leaf. The trick is now you never mention Uganda again. Then you're not those two people who went to Uganda. You're just Alice and a boring husband, Griff.
I'm well ahead of you, Dad. I need to borrow the bingo machine. I'm doing the calling on Thursday night.
That's perfect. Within a week, you'll be Griff who screwed up the bingo.
Griff, lovely to see you. You're getting good use out of that V-neck.
Hello, Father. Something smells good.
It's the Baltic. Although, just to warn you, it's made by a pair of 90-year-olds who find carbonated water a bit too spicy. So, if I'm honest, it's usually more like rice and naan, a sort of pale bolognese.
No problem. Looking forward to it.
The first bingo and Baltic night, we had curry from the Indian, but that was too much for some of the old-timers. I found one of them reading himself the last rites and drinking from the font.
Well, I'd better set up the bingo, eh? Let's glorify the name of God through gambling.
Not sure I'd put it that way. And yes, I've got a bit of good news, actually. We usually raise money for the local homeless shelter, but after your talk on Sunday, so many people suggested that we send the money raised this evening to the church you built in Uganda that I couldn't refuse.
Oh. Good. Good. If you'll excuse me, I have to make a phone call.
All right, son. After bingo calling tips. Now, I know it's a church, but I still go blue.
Dad, they're going to give all the money raised tonight to the Ugandan church. I'm in too deep. I'm sweating through my V-neck. I don't know how you did it.
Right, look, first piece of advice. If you're sweating, don't touch the plug on the bingo machine. It's seen better days. It's all about calmly weighing up your options.
What if I take the money but send it to a different charity?
Now, listen, Griff. As soon as you take the money, you're a criminal. You move from hapless idiot to genuine fraudster.
So what's the other option?
Put it this way. I haven't seen the Maltese Prime Minister for a few years.
Yeah, but what about Caris?
Caris will be fine. She's a bright kid. Right now, she's trying to lick the television. But it is tuned to BBC 4.
Yeah, but what about St. Olaf?
No, listen to me, right? Just drop everything and run. As far as I know, the Maltese Prime Minister still thinks I'm in that bog.
Hang on, Dad. I've had an idea. Hello, everyone. Nice to see so many of you here. I'm very touched that you've decided to raise money for the church in Uganda, but I'm afraid it's bad news. I've just got a text from Sister Barbara in Uganda, and according to her, the entire village, her included, has renounced religion. Yeah, and converted the church into a bowling alley.
They can't have all turned their back on the church.
Well, the text message says that it's definitely all of them. I personally blame the arrival of 4G signal. So, that's a shame. We'd better raise money for the homeless shelter instead. So, eyes down for a full house of the Lord.
This isn't the time to abandon them.
Oh, hello, Ina.
They need our help now more than ever. Unless there is some other reason why you don't want us to.
No, Ina, they are godless heathens who we must forget about.
Come now, Griff. Jesus never gave up on anyone.
Thank you, Father.
Did Jesus turn his back on the lepers and the tax collectors who were considered outcasts by the Pharisees?
Yeah. No, I'm saying no.
Then why would we turn our back on the villagers who have been tempted away from faith by godlessness and tenpin bowling?
Or maybe there's something you haven't told us, Griff. That might be related to why I can't find the village on Google Maps.
Ah, well, they haven't got round to doing Uganda properly yet. In fact, the only way Alice and I found it was the power of prayer. Or as I call it, the original Google.
You see, Griff, after all that effort, you can't give up now.
I'd certainly be willing to pay double for my Baltic tonight, even though I won't eat it because it's far too spicy for me. Who's with me?
So what happened?
Well, they all agreed with Ina, didn't they? The idea that church had renounced religion just seemed to make them more determined.
Look, the whole point was not to mention Uganda again.
I didn't have to. They're obsessed. People who are paying 20 quid for a Baltic. And I've had hotter yogurts.
And how much do they raise?
£4,000.
Oh, for God's sake, Griff, £4,000. That's it, I've had enough.
Hey, whoa.
No, I've gone along with this so far because I love you and Caris, but I'm not comfortable with lying like you and Bob are.
Well, A, I'm not like Dad, and B, it was you who made up Uganda in the first place.
It's only because you were forcing me to. I'm not going to lie anymore. I won't pretend that we've been to Uganda, and that V-neck is horrible.
Well, hey, no, calm down, kids, it's not that bad. And for my money, that V-neck is a very flexible wardrobe staple. Now, don't worry, love. If you go and see Caris, I'm going to have a think about your options.
I'll go. I just want this all over as fast as possible, even if it means Caris doesn't go to that school.
She is going to go to that school.
Look, leave it with me, son. I'll think of something.
Thanks, Dad.
Right, you did remember to bring the bingo machine back, didn't you? It's Bingo and Booner at the home tomorrow.
If you think that Balti was tame, you should taste the Buna. You could use it to soothe a rash.
Hello?
Welcome.
Oh. It's dark in here. Sorry, I've never done confession before. Can you see me through that little grid? Or is it like a one-way glass?
We're not meant to look through the little grid.
Okay, gotcha.
But I can recognise voices, and I'm surprised you've never done confession before.
Yeah, I just never really got round to it.
I don't think lying in confession is a brilliant idea, Alice.
Oh, right. Well, just to let you know, you have got the right person. Alice here. Hi again. Your Grace, sorry, I'm nervous.
It's okay. The point of confession is that it is between you and me and God.
So, everything I say in here, you aren't allowed to act on or repeat to anyone?
That's right.
Like a lawyer?
In a way, like a lawyer. I hear all sorts in here.
Yeah, yeah, I bet, yeah. Like, a couple making up that they've been to Uganda to build a church because they're so keen to come across well to a priest because they're not really Catholics and they want their daughter Caris to go to a Catholic school because of its sports field and excellent academic record. I bet you get that all the time.
No.
Am I going to hell?
No, you're forgiven. God forgives all sins.
Oh, great. Great. We'll see you around then. And you can't act on any of this, right?
That's correct.
So Caris can still go to the Catholic school?
That really is the least of our worries. I am about to hand £4,000 to your husband for a church in Uganda that does not exist.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done a confession before which ends with me becoming an accomplice in a fraud.
First time for everything?
You have to tell the congregation. You fire them up about this church. They're going to keep fundraising. I can't tell them because you've told me here in confession. But you really have to. And stop looking at me through that little grid.
Sorry.
Please be seated. Before we go, do join us for tea and biscuits in the church hall. I've heard rumour of party rings, and as biscuits go, they're pretty holy. Just a little joke from me. As always, it's rich teas only. And finally, one of our new congregation members, Alice, would like to say a few words.
What?
It's okay, Griff. Thank you, Father. So, last week, you'll remember that my husband and I talked to you about a church that we helped build in Uganda. And then on Thursday night, we all got together for bingo and Balti and raised an amazing £4,000. The problem is, we can't send the money there because the church doesn't exist.
I knew it!
Sorry, everyone, my wife's clearly gone totally insane. After Uganda, she's not yet used to Britain's temperate climate and her brain's swollen up like a bath bomb.
Griff and I aren't Catholics. We were just pretending to be Catholics because we want our daughter to go to St. Olaf's.
A tale as old as time.
Oh, I knew this day would come. It's too much mobile phone use. I'm the legacy of Chernobyl, and she ate a lot of beef in the mid-90s.
Rick, stop it. No, it's time to tell the truth. All of you were all so kind, raising money for the village we made up, and I hope you can find it in your hearts to forgive us.
I am gagging for a rich tea.
Griff, it's time to stop lying.
Alice, thank you. What you did was dishonest, but I thank you for coming clean. You've asked for our forgiveness, and I hope that the congregation will join me in saying, I forgive you.
Ah, great, we're not too late.
Bob.
Dad, I don't think we need anything.
Sorry, can we help?
Hi, everyone, sorry about this. Coming through, I'm Bob Evans, Griff's dad, Alice's father-in-law, and I'm sure you'll have heard a lot about this old girl I got with me here.
No, Dad, stop.
I've just come straight from the airport where I picked up Sister Barbara. From Uganda.
Dad, you don't need to do this.
She's got a few words she'd like to say.
Oh, for God's sake, no.
No, we got this, Griff. Go on then, sister, read out your bit, read it.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for your kind donation to our church, a church which in a moment of madness we converted into a 10-pin bowling.
Is that Ruby from the old people's home?
Following your generosity, we've decided to all become Methodist again. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Dad is Catholic. I mean, not that it matters now.
So, thank you from everyone in our village. And know that you do not need to ever send us money ever again.
Don't forget the leaf, the leaf.
Oh, yes. And as a symbol of generosity from our community to yours, I brought this big leaf.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thanks for that. Well, what a champion, eh?
Dad.
Right, well, you've probably got some praying to do here, and this one won't shut up about seeing Stonehenge, so...
Dad, they all know the truth.
I told everyone, Bob. I decided to come clean.
Right. Got it. I knew something was up when they didn't react to the leaf.
Well, I think this calls for a drink. White or red?
Which one's stronger?
Aye, aye. Drowning your sorrows?
No, the opposite, actually. We're celebrating.
Caris got into St. Olaf's.
Oh, yeah? What are you telling this time? You built a cathedral on the moon?
No, the church are of the opinion that it would be good for Caris to have some moral guidance in the school. When her parents are so, and I quote, able and willing to deceive.
See, I told you. Tell the truth to the church and it'll come to good.
Yeah, says the man who kidnapped an OAP and made her pretend to be from Uganda.
Don't you go calling it a kidnapping as well.
Trouble in paradise.
Ruby's family came to visit her this morning. And when she wasn't in her usual chair, they called the police, who scrambled a helicopter. And I've been stripped of bingo privileges and I'm officially banned.
Maybe it's for the best.
I loved it there.
Bob, did you ever think the reason you liked it so much was because it's almost exactly like prison?
No, it's not. To be honest, I'm not sure why I liked it so much. Being cooped up there with all the others, eating meals at a set time, watching TV all day and talking about what you'd do if you were allowed out. Oh, God, you're right.
Think of it as a lucky escape.
Is life in the old dog yet?
Yeah, absolutely. 60's the new 30. As I once tried to convince them on a speed awareness course. Right, who's for dinner? My treat.
Oh, a takeaway?
Well, I took it away. Who's for gammon?
Ankle Tag starred Ellis James, Katie Wicks, Steve Spears, Morwenna Banks, Shola Adewuzi and Mike Wozniak. It was written by Gareth Gwynn and Benjamin Partridge. The producer was Victoria Lloyd. Ankle Tag is a BBC Studios production.